You need to know that there is no such thing as cheap grace. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday. Now, you know what I'm going to say, but I got to say it. Anyways, God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us today that God and we together cannot handle. Nothing can happen to us this week, this month, this year, this lifetime that we and God together cannot handle. Life is difficult, but God is good. Yes, I know that sometimes life can punch you so hard in the stomach you can hardly catch your breath. What I'm saying is that if you believe the Word of God, if you have confidence in the Word of God, then when you do face a difficult moment in your life, a scary moment in your life, a disappointing moment in your life, a defeat even, you remember what Scripture says. Those who trust in the Lord shall not be put to shame. Those who call upon the Lord shall be saved. So what's today going to bring to you? Are you listening to my program on the radio, then you're listening to it pretty early in the morning. If you're listening to my program on the computer, you download it to your iPod. I don't know what time of the day it is right now that you're listening, but what's going on right now? What have you heard or seen in the media that has you scared? What telephone call have you received that has gotten you all shaken, all shook up? Do you immediately call upon God when that happens? Like, if you're having a problem with somebody in the family right now, you're really, really upset. Have you said, Jesus, stand between us? Have you put Jesus between the person who's really bothering you, you and that person? Do you take on the world without being armed with the power of God? You don't want to take on your problems all by yourself, do you? You know we'll fall flat on our face when we try to do it by ourselves. When we don't call upon the power of God, the presence of God in our life, you know, we're faced with serious difficulties. And that's particularly true about the Beatitude that I want to share with you today. This week, I'm going to talk about the Beatitude some more, okay? I'm using the Matthew's version of the Beatitudes. We're in chapter 5 of Matthew. The verse I want to reflect on today is verse 11. It's a very difficult teaching of Jesus Christ. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you. Because of me, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Now, in the eyes of the world, that's the most ridiculous thing a person could say. That's insanity. That doesn't make sense. Self-preservation is so strong an instinct in us. Why would we consider ourselves blessed? Why would we rejoice when we're being insulted and persecuted and have slander said about us? Well, you know, it's because we always keep the big picture in focus. If our life ends with our physical death, and up until our physical death we've experienced terrible things, then yes, there's no rejoicing. Death is not the end of life for a Christian. Death is the end of the dying process. When we will open our eyes up after we're declared physically dead, when there's no more heartbeats, there's no more brain waves, and we open our eyes up, and we've been a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, we have cast our cares upon the Lord. You know I say that every Tuesday. When we have really taken on the problems in life, trusting in God, it's heaven. It's heaven, the big picture. Paul says what? Paul says in Romans 8, I consider the sufferings of this world to be nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in Christ Jesus. He says in Corinthians, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it dawned on the mind of man what God has in store for those who love him. We are not shaken by the insults of persecution and slander because we know, one, that we're following Jesus Christ. And as I said at the beginning of the program, there's no such thing as cheap grace. And then secondly, what else do we know? We know that God is on our side. We know that the Jesus who dwells in us, he said the Father and I will come make our home in you. So we know that Jesus dwells in us. We know that that Jesus and that part of our heart that's untouchable by all the insults, persecution, and slander, when we have designed, when we have had that intimate contact with Jesus, when we're having heart-to-heart conversations with Jesus, even in a way that we don't know or understand, because Paul, again, if you go to Romans, says the Holy Spirit will come and make petitions in us when we can't. Well, that subliminal conversation between the Spirit of God and our spirit is going on. Then, did you ever say this when you were growing up? Now, I know I'm dating myself because I don't hear kids say this as much. But when I was growing up, we regularly said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Right? Right? Why won't they hurt you? Because it's like they bounce off the precious blood of Jesus, which is protecting our hearts. They bounce off our minds because we have that mind in us that was in Christ Jesus, Paul says in the second chapter of Philippians. Let's talk about the people who do insult us. When people insult you, what does it say about them? Well, it says a lot. It says a lot about their immaturity. It says a lot about their insecurity. It says a lot about their heart, their hard-heartedness. I'm not saying there isn't evil people out there. I go back to my opening comment. You have to realize that there is no such thing as cheap grace. Grace is expensive. What is grace? Don't make grace a thing. Grace is a person named Jesus. It's the power of Jesus in our life. It's God's working in our life, Father, Son, and Spirit, each one of them with a dynamic presence in us. The Father who creates us and holds us in being. Jesus who saved us by his death and resurrection and gives us the confidence to go up against our enemies. And the Spirit who gives us such gifts. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, piety, counsel, fortitude, fear of the Lord. I always think when I talk about this beatitude, I always think about a story I heard when the Chinese communists overran Tibet. And Tibet was run by, you know, the Tibetan monks. It was a religious country. And so they certainly wanted to persecute the monks in a big way to intimidate the rest of the people. And so when the communist troops were advancing throughout the country, slaughtering monks after monks, this one monastery, when they heard the communists were getting close, fled, except for one monk who stood in the center of the gardens of the monastery. And when the Chinese communists came in, this captain sees this monk standing there, passively standing there, showing no fear. He goes to the general and says, all the other monks have fled, but this one's still standing there. And he's not showing any fear as our troops are surrounding him. The general rushes in to the monastery garden, goes up to the monk and viciously says to the monk, you know who I am? I'm the one who can run you through with a sword without blinking an eye. And the monk says to the general, the communist general, and do you know who I am? I'm the one who can let you run me through with a sword without blinking an eye. Oh, such freedom, huh? How does a person gain that freedom? How do we say it in everyday language? You got to keep your cool. How do you keep your cool in the face of danger? In case of hostility. Downright evil hostility. How do you do that? I'll go back. It needs to be repeated time and time again. One, you claim the power of Jesus dwelling in you. The Christ principle. Two, you remember the big picture. Three, you realize that whatever sufferings they may inflict on you pales in comparison to the glory of heaven. There's no such thing as cheap grace. You know, a relationship with Jesus will cost you, but how sweet it is. Now let me segue right into our prayer partners this week, because I want you to pray for U.S. senators. And U.S. senators must follow their conscience. You call yourself a Catholic, you better follow your conscience the way it was formed by your Catholic faith. You cannot deviate from your principles, the Christian principles. You can't deviate from that. Will you be persecuted for that? Sure. Could you lose your office? You could lose the next election? Maybe. But you don't take your career into heaven. Nobody takes his or her career into heaven. You take your vocation into heaven. Your vocation, your Christian vocation is not a part-time job, it's a full-time vocation. Here's today's food for thought. The real measure of a man's wealth is what he has invested in eternity. Can I have an amen to that? The real measure of a man's wealth is what he has invested in eternity. Now, small attempt to make you smile or laugh, okay? You may have heard this one. This one's been around a long time, but I like it. And it's true. A man says, I heard about a $100 bill, a $50 bill, and a $1 bill that all went to heaven. The $100 bill said, I had a great life. I went all over the world and saw some wonderful things. The $50 bill said, I had a great life too. I didn't go all over the world, but I did see a lot of wonderful things right here in the USA. They turned to the $1 bill and it said, well, I didn't go anywhere and I didn't see anything. I was in church all my life. You get the point, don't you? Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Just let me know you listen to the program. I love to hear from my listeners. It makes all the time I sit in this room all by myself in front of a microphone and makes it worth it. You can send me your prayer intentions. And I faithfully pray about the things people ask me to pray about. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge. It's the one place. It's the only place you can find out where I'm preaching. I don't put that on my website. It's only in my newsletter. And if you can, and you know, push yourself a little bit here, okay? Step outside your comfort zone. Could you sit down, as soon as this program's over, could sit down and could you write a check for my hospital for the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico? You have never seen the poverty that I've seen. Or the sickness. Little kids sick. Parasites in their stomach because they don't purify their water down there. They pour their garbage right into the same place where the waters go. Make it the TASH. TASH stands for the Anacetar Hospital. And send it to me, okay? To Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And God will bless you. God cannot be outdone in generosity. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord.